Please join me in prayer.
请大家一起加入牧师的祷告。
Father God, we pray to you, Lord Almighty God. We pray to you are perfect and holy, and we pray to you are everlasting God.
主，我们祷告，你是永生的神，你是爱我们的主。
Lord, we thank you that you are so faithful to keep your promise to love us without fail.
你是如此的爱我们。
And right now, would you please speak to us what you're going to say to us through your words?
现在，请你帮助我们都能够了解你要告诉我们的。
Help us to concentrate to listen and to understand.
帮助我们都能够专心的听到，也能够了解。
And help us to become more holy.
帮助我们能够成为更圣洁。
More like you. In your name we pray. Amen.
奉你的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. As you can see from the screen, the title of today's sermon is Christian Integrity.
你可以从荧幕上面看到，今天讲到的主题是基督徒的操守。
And the Bible verse is Mark 7, verses 20 to 23.
今天的经文是在马可福音第七章二十到二十三节。
Shall we read together?
我们是不是要一起来读呢？
1, 2, 3. Jesus went on, what comes out of a man is what makes him unclean.For from within, out of man's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean.
马可福音七章二十到二十三节。他耶稣接着说，从人里面出来的那才能污秽人，因为从里面就是从人心里发出恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、谤毒、骄傲、狂妄，这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
As a matter of fact, if we look around us today in today's world,
如果我们环顾我们现在的所处的世界，
we find so many similar evil things and stories like what's mentioned in Mark 7 verses 20 to 23.
我们就可以发现有很多类似的恶事，就像在刚才的经文所提到的一样。
The daily news from all sources of media has been popular and hot with stories of lack of integrity in our culture.
每一天在各类的新闻媒体充斥着这样的消息，我们的社会文化正在失去操守，失去诚信。
Business leaders, political leaders, and church leaders all have involved in sharing the scandals and corruption.
许多政商界的领导人和教会的领袖都涉及这样子的腐化跟丑闻。
Even the very politicians supposed to be protecting society are abusing the nation with their power.
原本应该保护社会的政治人物，他们现在正在滥用权力，伤害国家。
One example is legalizing gay marriage in some countries.
在某些国家，同性恋婚姻合法化可能正是一个例子。
The very priest or pastor supposed to be protecting the children are abusing them with more and more similar court cases coming up every now and then.
原本神父和牧师是应该保护儿童的，他们现在正在虐待儿童，而且这样的法律的案件正在层出不穷。
A moral and spiritual collapse in the business world would lead to an economic collapse.
这种道德和心灵的瓦解，在商业世界里面已经带来一场经济崩溃。
And eventually a cultural collapse if it is not dealt with.
如果我们不处理，可能会带来，最终会带来文化的崩溃。
A moral breakdown among the political leaders leads to a collapse of the government.
政治领导物 领导人物的道德崩溃将会导致政府的垮台。
A moral meltdown in church leads to collapse of the church.
教会里面道德的沦丧也会造成教会的崩溃。
Jesus' words in Mark 7:20-23 emphasize.
耶稣在马可福音七章二十到二十三节强调
that the character of a person's life does count if that person is to be counted clean or unclean from sin.
一个人的生活特性会决定 他在罪上 是不是洁净。
And this amounts to a person's integrity.
而这就完全决定于这个人是不是有操守。
Actions or words that come out from that person are the consequences of his or her thoughts from the mind and the heart.
一个人的行为或者言语正是他心思意念的反应。
All this starts from the heart through the mind as a real reflection of the heart.
这正是人心的真实反应。
Among the examples of unclean life quoted in Mark 7:20-23, I'm going to share with you three of them.
在马可福音七章二十到二十三节其中所提到的不洁净的生活的例子当中
，They are the sexual immorality, greed, and arrogance.
我要和你分享其中三件事情，就是奸淫、贪婪和骄傲。
These are the most common committed sins prevalent historically and contemporarily among non-believers as well as believers.
在历史和当代的非信徒还有信徒当中，这些是最常犯下的罪恶。
It is not uncommon to see that people who claim to be followers of Christ have also.Found themselves entangled to the moral compromise in the areas of sex, money, and power.
许多自称是基督徒的人也常发现他们自己纠缠、妥协在性、金钱和权力等道德领域当中。
Some people in the church may tend to think, it's only wrong if you get caught.
教会里有些人认为。如果你没有被逮住，你就没有犯罪。
I don't know how true it is when applied to this church.
我不知道在我们教会里面这个是不是真实的存在。
Anyway, it is very easy to be a Christian in every area of your life except one.
做个凡事追求但只在一件事上妥协的基督徒，并不是很困难。
If this is what comes out from your heart, you say to yourself.That you will follow God except for one area that you will keep to yourself.
如果你的心里面有这样子的意念，你会对你自己说，除了一件事以外，所有的事情，生活里面的事情都要交给神。
When that happens, you will be destroyed by that one area that you are keeping from God.
如果这样的情况发生，你会被那一件你不愿意交给神的事情摧毁。
Not because God punishes you, but because that is the nature of sin.
这不是因为神要惩罚你，而是这是罪的本质。
So now let us look at these three areas one by one, together with the implication of our life in God.
现在我们一起来看看这三件事情，也了解一下我们属灵的生命会如何的被影响。
First, we look at the area of sexual integrity.
首先我们来看看性的操守的问题。
With the publishing of the first Playboy magazine, sex was sold as a recreational activity rather than a part of a committed, exclusive, and sacred relationship.
随着第一本花花公子杂志的出版，性就成为一个商品化的休闲活动，而不再是一个卫生、专一和神圣关系的一部分。
And this idea has crept out into our culture like a spreading cancer.
就好像一个正在扩散的癌症，这个观念已经悄悄地进入我们的文化。
The movies and the televisions constantly show people having casual sex without any consequences.
在电视和电影上面不断的有这样的节目上演。
And they never talk about getting a serious transmitted disease.
疫情之后不需付出任何代价，他们从来不谈论性传染病。
And infidelity is treated as a normal and even healthy part of life.
对配偶不忠贞已经被认为是正常，没有问题，只是生活的一部分。
A typical example of the above is.
有一个典型的例子。
In America, the TV series known as The Bold and the Beautiful.
在美国的电视连续剧 The Bold and the Beautiful.
Which was and is so popular in USA as well as in Australia that it becomes the longest lasting program in the TV history.
在美国跟澳大利亚都很受欢迎，它已经成为历史最长久的一个电视节目。
That program is still showing right now, every day.
现在这个节目仍然在上。
Except the weekend and Sunday, of course.
除了周末的时候。
But in this way, they are in the effect of promoting excitement without necessary commitment.
这样子，他们正在推销一个不需要维生的感官刺激。
They are promoting fantasy without life reality.
他们正在促销一个美好但不真实的生活。
Living together without getting married is encouraged as a trial or as an experiment to see if two people can cope with each other or not.
同居而不结婚已经被当作一个实验，看看两个人是不是能够相处。
So one night affair with a stranger is described as a shaking of hands with no expectation from either side.
和陌生人有一夜情，就好像和对方握手，双方都对对方没有什么期待。
Some people are getting excited to attend the so-called changing partner parties without feeling their individual identity being made known.
有很多人对参加交换伴侣的宴会感到很有兴趣，因为他们不必担心他们真实的身份会暴露。
Such a shallow life has been developed.And we call it sexual addiction.
这种肤浅不负责任的生活已经成型，人们称它性成瘾。
The reality is that sexual addiction is the result of deliberately cultivating sexual lust.
真实的情况是，性成瘾是刻意放纵性欲的结果。
The truth is that these people are not victims of an addiction. They are.Cooperative partners in making themselves slaves to sin.
事实上，这些人不是性成瘾的受害者，他们是罪的合作伙伴，让他们自己成为罪的奴隶。
Jesus said in Matthew 5 verse 28.
耶稣在马太福音五章二十八节这么说。
But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully.Has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
So, brothers and sisters, please be reminded that God has given us the proper and correct way of dealing with sexual relationship between a husband and wife.
弟兄姐妹们，神已经给我们适当的、正确的方式来处理丈夫和妻子之间的关系。
That's been mentioned in Proverbs 5, verse 15 to 21.
在箴言的五章十五到二十节里面
，Basically, it says sexual relationship is a committed, exclusive, and sacred relationship between a husband and wife.
这里面就是告诉我们，丈夫跟妻子之间的关系是一份忠贞的、专一的。尾声的一个神圣的关系。
The emphasis here is, don't embrace the bosom of another man's wife, for a man's ways are in full view of the Lord who examines all his paths.
不要抱外女的胸怀，因为人所行的道都在耶和华的眼前，他也修平人一切的路。
Those who do not follow God's rule.Are warned in Proverbs 5 verses 22 to 23.
在箴言五章二十二到二十三节，神警告那些不遵守他教导的人。
The warning states that evil deeddoers will die for lack of discipline due to his own great folly.
恶人必被他自己的罪恶缠绕，他不受教导，所以他就必死亡。
Unfortunately, there are many people who claim to be Christians.Have given God every area of life except this one, sex.
很不幸的是，有很多自称是基督徒的人，已经把他们生命的每一件事情交给神，除了性这件事。
There have been good people who love God.
他们是爱神的好人。
But they would not surrender this part of their lives to God.
他们不会把这一部分的生命主权交给神。
And as a result, their marriages, their families, and their careers are destroyed.
所以他们的家庭、婚姻和事业都被毁灭了。
It is with love from God that He gives us clear instructions in Hebrews 13 verse 4.
因着爱，神在希伯来书十三章第四节给我们明确的指示。
The instructions are marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexual immoral.
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
We need to see people of the opposite sex as persons.
我们要尊重异性。
Not as sexual objects,
而不是把他们看成性的对象。
We need to see each other here as brothers and sisters, as fathers and mothers, rather than potential partners.
我们要把我们身边的人看作是弟兄姐妹、父亲母亲，而不是可能的人生伴侣。
God has given us the possibility of a wonderful close relationship with people.
神已经给我们这样子的一个可能，和身边的人建立一个美好亲近的关系。
But if we sexualize these relationships,
如果我们和这些人有性关系，
we never experience the real closeness that God wants us to enjoy.
我们就再也不能够享受神要赐给我们和他们建立美好的亲近关系。
Creating us as a sexual beings was God's idea.
神把我们造成有男有女是他的旨意。
The Bible in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 says,
圣经在创世纪一章二十七节这么说。
So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God he created man.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Male and female he created them.
造男。而神照着他的形象造男造女。
Therefore, sex is a good and wonderful gift meant to be blessed to our lives.
所以性原本是要来祝福我们的生活的。
But the greater the gift is the greater the potential for abuse.
但是礼物越大，滥用的可能也就越大。
The greater the blessing is the greater for the potential for destruction if it is misused.
如果被滥用，祝福越大，破坏的也就越大。
If you want to protect yourself from the loss of integrity in this area,
如果你要保护自己，避免丧失在性关系上面的操守
，Work on your relationship with your spouse at home.
在家里好好培养你和你配偶的关系。
Work on communication.
努力的沟通。
Work on developing and cultivating your relationship.
努力地培养你们之间的关系。
So learn through the experience what forgiveness means.
学习宽恕的意义。
Stop doing selfish things.
不要再做自私的事情。
Learn to compliment and enjoy each other.
学习欣赏赞美对方。
Look for the good.
寻找长处和优点。
Date and romance your wife.
制造浪漫和妻子约会。
Work on loving your husband.
尽力的爱你的丈夫。
For those young single believers here today,
那些单身的信徒年轻的单身信徒们。
Please take heart with the advice given in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14.
留心哥林多后书六章十四节的教导。
It says, don't be yoked with unbelievers.
他说不要和不信的同父一轭。
However, when you are falling in love with a person,
当你和爱上一个人，
respect each other.
尊重彼此。
And don't have sex or sleep together before marriage.
在婚前不要同房。
Before marriage, don't do this.
在婚前不要同房。
Don't follow Julia Gillard's example.
不要 follow Julia Gillard 的例子。
Next point I want to share is financial integrity.
第二点我要分享的是财务的操守。
That is about greed in relation to money.
这是有关金钱上面贪婪的问题。
Money itself is neutral.
金钱本身是中性的。
It is true that without money, life cannot go on.
如果没有钱，生活就不能够维持，这是真的。
So money is important.
所以金钱是很重要。
But money is not everything.
但钱不是万能的。
It is interesting to see so many people come to compromise in the area of money.
很不幸的是，有很多人在金钱上面，他们都妥协了。
And they do things that should not be done.
他们做了不应该做的事情。
There is an example from the Bible in Joshua chapter 7.
在约书亚记第七章有一个例子。
It was a story about Achan.
这是一个亚干的故事。
A man from the tribe of Judah.
他是犹大部落的男子。
During the time when the Israelites took over the city of Jericho.
在以色列人占领耶利哥城的时候
，Achan saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from the Babylonian, 200 pieces of silver and a wedge of gold.
在一批战利品里面，亚干看到一件美丽的巴比伦长袍，两百件银器和一个金器子。
And that very moment, there was no one else around.
在那个时候，他的身边并没有其他的人。
He converted them and took them despite of God's instruction not to do so.
他觊觎这些战利品。
So he dug a hole under his tent and hid them.
他在他的帐篷底下挖了一个洞，把他们埋起来。
His disobedience to listen to God led to moral compromise.
他不听从神的教导，造成了道德的妥协沦丧。
And this compromise led to collapse.
这个沦丧也造成了崩溃。
And Achan's sin not only affected him, but also the whole nation.
他的恶行不只影响他自己，也影响了整个国家。
The Israelites lost the moral strength to face their enemies.
以色列人失去了道德上面的力量来对抗他们的敌人。
And they were defeated in the battle of the city of Ai.
他们在面对爱城的战役里面被击败了。
And in the end, Achan's greed of money.Led him in ruins.
最后，亚干也因为他贪财丧命了。
The Bible in 1 Timothy 6 verse 10 warns us.
圣经提摩太前书六章第十节警告我们。
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
贪财是万恶之根。
Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
The Bible in Hebrews 13 verse 5 instructs us.
圣经希伯来书十三章第五节教导我们。
To keep your life free from... No. Is that right? Yeah.Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have.
你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足。
Because God has said,
因为主曾说
Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
So, brothers and sisters, don't follow the example of Achan.
弟兄姐妹们，不要效法亚干。
Some examples are, if you are an employee, don't fool your employer with tricks by getting your pay unworthy of your jobs.
这里有一些例子，如果你是雇主，不要，如果你是雇员，不要愚弄你的雇主，让他付你的薪水付得不值得。
On the other hand, if you are an employer, don't pay your employee less pay, or take any excuse not to pay them the benefits you are liable to.
相反的，如果你是雇主，不要少付你员工的薪水，也不要找任何借口不支付他的福利金。
What would God say to you if He looks at your checkbook, or your credit card account, or your tax return?
如果神检查你的信用卡账户、支票簿还有报税表，他会怎么说呢？
So actually, this is not something separate from your spiritual life.
所以财务的操守不是不能够从你的属灵生活里面分开。
This is your spiritual life.
这就是你的属灵生活。
If you do not have the financial integrity, you do not have integrity.
如果你在财务上没有操守，你就是没有操守的人。
If you are unethical in your financial dealings, you are unethical.
如果你在道德，在财务交易上面没有，不，是不道德，你这个人就是不道德的。
You cannot put God in a corner and then expect your life to go well.
你不能够把神留在一个角落，然后期待你的生活会顺利。
You cannot divide your life into spiritual things and the sacred things.
我们的生活不能够被分成属灵和属世的。
When you are a Christian, everything in your life is spiritual.
当你是基督徒的时候，你的每一件，你生活里的每一件事情都是属神的。
Whatever you do in any area of your life affects your spiritual life.
你在生活里面所做的每一件事情都影响到你属灵的生命。
The Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 says,
圣经在哥林多前书第十章三十一节这么说。
So whether you eat or drink or whether you do, do it all for the glory of God.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
God is part of your financial dealings.
神是你财务交易的一部分。
It's all your relationships, it's all your thought for life, it's all your motives and desires.
也是你的人际关系、思想生活、动机和欲望的一部分。
You can't keep anything for yourself. It is all belongs to God.
这一切都是属于神的，你不能把任何一件事情留给自己。
Our present world culture in finance is so easy for anyone to open up a credit card accounts as many as possible.
在现在的金融文化里面，每个人都可以很轻易的拥有好几个信用卡账户。
Those young folk in doing the university, especially those doing the medical doctor degree, things like that, the banks are coming to encourage you to get a credit card. Very easy to get a card and to trade things from one account to another.
如果你在大学里面念的是医学系。可能会有很多银行人员来找你开很多的信用卡的账户。
To get quick cash by going online and then also get a loan.
我们可以很轻易的上网申请贷款拿到现金。
I don't know whether any of us here today, two years ago have been suffered from the subprime financial crisis, the Greek financial crisis.
不晓得在座有没有弟兄姐妹在两年前的次贷金融危机上面有遭遇到困难。
That was actually due to people's unsatisfied greedy desire for wealth.
这正是因为人们对金钱的贪婪欲望所造成的。
But that financial crisis has already caused many people and many companies collapse.
这个次贷金融危机已经造成很多人破产，还有公司的倒闭。
If you read some of the Hong Kong Chinese newspaper, you may see still there are quite a lot of people claiming And they lost a lot of money because of the mini bones.
是,
mini 这一件。
啊，如果你有看
买你债券啊，
很多啊，在香港的中文报纸就发现很多人还在啊抱怨他们啊失去的，在次贷金融危机里面失去了很多。
Someone may say, "Oh, that served them right. They reap what they sow."
有些人可能会这么说，那是他们应得的，因为种瓜的得瓜，种豆得豆。
Such a saying sounds a bit too harsh, but that is the fact.
这样子的说法可能太严厉了，但这是真实的。
Jesus Christ reminded us in Luke chapter 16 verse 13.
耶稣在路加福音十六章第十三节提醒我们
：No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
The third area of potential compromise in our lives is in the area of authoritative integrity.
第三件事情在我们生活中可能会妥协的就是权力。
People in power somehow think that they are the exception to the rule and that they are not accountable to anyone.
拥有权力的人常会想，他们不在权力的管辖范围之内，他们不需对任何人负责。
We Chinese people are quite used to that.
我们中国人很习惯这样子。
We have got a government in the mainland of China. Is that right? And we are quite. They set the rules for all the common peoples, but that rules doesn't apply to them.
在中国大陆的政府，他们定下很多的法令，但是这些政府官员他们自己并不守法。
So this problem can be seen all the way from those who have power in government and in business.
像这样的现象常常在政府部门还有企业界里面都可以发现。
Even to those who try to assert power at home and in the church.
也发生在教会还有家里面这些企图要行使权力的人身上。
I think the old saying is true.
有一句古谚是说得很好。
Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
权力使人腐化，绝对的权力使人绝对的腐化。
And the driving force behind power is pride.
骄傲的
背后。
背后的驱动力是权力。
It's pride.
It's right. 权力背后的驱动力是自豪、骄傲。
It is arrogance that makes the head of a family impatient with the family members at home.
就是骄傲，让一家之主对家中的成员失去耐心。
It is arrogance that makes a person think I should always get my way and be in control.
也是因为骄傲，让一个人想要掌握全局。
One good example is Kevin Rudd.
Kevin Rudd 是一个最好的例子。
He tried to sell his proposed super profit mining tax, and it cost him his prime ministership.
他试着要推动暴力矿物税这个政策。
Another example of abusive use of power is found in 2 Samuel chapter 11.
在撒母耳记下十一章也有这样一个例子。
David despised the word of God and made use of his power as king to kill Uriah through the hands of Ammonites.And took his wife Bathsheba to be his own.
大卫藐视上帝的话，他利用他做国王的权力，透过亚门人的手杀了乌利亚，然后夺取乌利亚的妻子。
The result of David's evil deeds was his household was ruined.
大卫恶行的结果是他的家庭被破坏。
Rapping among his children took place.
他的孩子争 争权夺利。
Killing and fighting followed.
杀戮和争斗不断的发生。
And David had to run for his own life from his son Absalom.
大卫甚至必须逃避他儿子亚沙龙的追杀。
There is also a Chinese story of abusive use of power.
在中国也有一个滥用权力的故事。
It was about an emperor pointing to a thief and calling it a horse.
皇帝有一天指鹿为马。
While all the other officials dared not to correct him.
很多的官员都不敢纠正他。
And a few of them even tried to please him by saying, Oh, you are right, your highness. That is a new species of horse we've ever seen.
有些官员甚至企图要讨好他，说没有错，皇上，这是一种新品种的马。
Do we sometimes do that?
是不是有的时候我们也这么做呢？
Very sadly to say, similar kind of story happens among the leaders in business.Among the officials in government department, among the leaders in the churches, every now and then.
很不幸的是，这样的事情不断的发生在教会、在政府部门，还有在企业界里面。
If we look at the Bible,
如果我们看圣经
，the answer to pride is humility.
骄傲自大的解决办法是谦卑。
It is humility that pleases the heart of God.
是谦卑使神的心喜悦。
What is humility? Humility is recognizing who we are under God.
什么是谦卑？谦卑就是承认我们自己都在神的掌权之下。
It is the understanding that everyone is on equal level with others.
了解每一个人都是平等的。
It is humility that keeps us from giving in to the temptation to abuse use of power.
是谦卑让我们不会滥用权力影响他人
or to use it over other people
或者是用来驾驭他人
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28 verse 28
在马太福音20章28节耶稣这么说
So just as the Son of Man did not come to be served but to serve
正如人子来不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
We need to learn from what Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 29.
我们要学习主耶稣在马太福音十一章二十九节所说的。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
In Mark chapter 9 verse 35, Jesus called the 12 and said,
在马可福音二十一章三十五节，耶稣叫十二个门徒来说
，If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all.
若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人末后的，做众人的用人。
As followers of Christ, whether you are young or mature age, we are leaders to some extent in doing church ministries.
不论你是年轻的还是年长的，作为一个基督徒在教会里面侍奉，你可能就是领导人。
And as such, we are all being held accountable to Jesus Christ, the Lord.
所以我们每个人都要对主耶稣基督负责。
Don't take your position lightly in the way of doing ministry, please.
在侍奉的时候，不要轻忽你的工作。
But take heart to what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2.
也留心保罗在以弗所书四章二节所说的。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
And also in the same chapter, verse 15, he says, Instead, speaking the truth in love, and we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Jesus Christ.
在同一章第十五节，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
So, brothers and sisters, do you have the courage to speak out the truth in love? when needs arises.
弟兄姐妹们，当有需要的时候，你是不是有这样的胆量来说，用爱心说诚实话？
Or do you choose to please your boss like the Chinese officials did to the emperor?
或者是你选择讨好你的老板，就像那些中国官员对 皇帝所说的一样？
In concluding today's message,
总结今天的信息，
Jesus was in Mark 7 verses 20 to 23.Serves as a warning to every one of us.
耶稣在马可福音七章二十到二十三节所说的话，就是对我们每一个基督徒的警告。
Because we all are Christians.
因为我们都是基督徒。
That in order to have integrity in the areas of sex, money, and power, we need to follow Jesus' example to lead our lives and to do ministries.
为了要在性、金钱和权力上面都有操守，我们需要遵循主耶稣基督的样式生活和侍奉。
Be on the alert that all of us are vulnerable to the temptation of making compromises to our sexual integrity, financial integrity, as well as authoritative integrity.
我们要留心，我们很容易受到诱惑，在。让我们在性、财务和权力上面的操守都妥协了。
Do not allow fantasy instead of reality to take hold in your sexual marriage relationship with your spouse.
要留心，不要让幻想超过现实，在你的婚姻的关系上面。
Do not be greedy to go beyond what you should get in a proper manner.
也不要贪财，强取那超过你应得。
Do not abuse use of power if you are in the position of a leader.
如果你是领导人，不要滥用你的权力。
But to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit every time and all the time in making any decision.
要常常寻求圣灵的引导，在我们做决定的时候。
Remember, servanthood is the key as a Christian leader.
记得。做基督徒的领导人的关键在于成为仆人。
In fact, we are all in the journey of struggling to become more and more holy and more like Jesus Christ.
其实我们每一个人都在追求的道路上面，希望能够越来越有耶稣基督的样式。
The fact is, none of us is perfect.
真实的情况是，没有一个人是完美的。
We all had that sort of struggles, but we try to aim at to become more like Jesus Christ.
我们在这个道路上，我们都有可能软弱，只是我们都愿意啊，越来越有耶稣基督的样式。
There is a great lesson for us to learn from Paul's experience as well.
在保罗的经验里面，也有一个很好的教训。
He shared his experience in Romans 7 verse 19.
他在罗马书七章十九节见证。
He said, "For what I do is not the good I wanted to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing."
他说：“我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。”
That's his experience of struggling.
那是他挣扎的经验。
We do have the same struggling as he.
我们每一个人都有可能和他都有这样的困难。
But Paul said in Romans 7 verses 23 to 25 that as a wretched man, he finally overcome his struggles between evil and good. How? Through the help of Jesus Christ the Lord.
保罗在罗马书七章到二十三到二十五节也这样分享。他说：“我真是一个可怜的人啊！唯有靠着主耶稣基督，才能够救我脱离这困苦。”
So this lesson from Paul is actually help advises us, instructs us to rely totally on our Lord Jesus to draw strength from His Holy Spirit, moment by moment.Minute by minute, to combat and overcome the human flesh sinful desire.
保罗教训就是要我们都能够靠着 圣灵的力，圣灵来依靠圣灵来支取能力，能够在随时都能够胜过我们的肉体犯罪的欲望跟本质。
I hope every one of us try to do so.
我希望每个人都能够愿意这样做。
And now is the time for a personal response to today's message.
现在是我们每一个人对今天的信息做出回应的时候了。
Please examine your own status of integrity in the areas of sex, money, and power.
我们每一个人检查我们自己在性、金钱和权力上面的操守。
And then confess to God if necessary.
我们如果有需要的话，我们向神认罪。
And finally, tell God what you decide to do next.
你可以告诉神你决定要怎么做。
So let us have a minute of quiet prayer.
让我们每一个人有一分钟的安静祷告的时间。
Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in closing prayer.
我们一起做结束的祷告。
Dear Father God in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
Thank you very much for your words that has been spoken to us a minute ago.
谢谢你在一分钟之前赐给我们这么多美好的话语。
They help us to understand that every one of us is exposed to the danger of making compromise.
帮助我们了解，我们每一个人都可能在道德上面妥协。
These compromises are in the areas of sex, money, and power, and the like.
在性、金钱和权力上面，我们都有可能妥协。
With such an understanding in mind.We confessed that we had made mistakes in the past, and we ask for your forgiveness.
我们承认我们在过去都曾犯下罪恶，在这三件事情上面，请你宽恕我们。
Lord Jesus, from this moment onward, we determine to follow you.
神啊，从现在开始，我们就愿意来跟随你。
And to let you to occupy all the rooms of our lives without any reserve.
请你占满我们的人，占满我们的全人，不要让我们有任何的保留。
Dear Lord, help us to dwell in you and your Holy Spirit dwell in us.
主啊，求你帮助我们，由你圣灵来帮助我们。
Help us to think, to say, and to do things with our hearts and eyes setting on you and you alone.
叫我们都愿意感谢你，也愿意邀请你来。做我们唯一的救主，生命的主。
Whenever we go astray, call us back, Lord.
当我们迷路的时候，把我们寻回、叫回。
Call us back to draw strength from you, to change our mind, to change our words.
帮助我们改变我们的心思意念和我们的话语。
And to change our deeds.So that you only will be the center of our Christian life.
改变我们的行为，好让你成为我们在我们生命里面唯一的。
Help us, Lord, to surrender ourselves to you and offer ourselves as living sacrifice for the sake of the kingdom and for your glory.
帮助我们，叫我们都愿意来荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。